back on record, and here we are, and I'm going to repeat our introduction. This is horrible.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Well, folks, we're back. I think everything is up and running again.
Political talk.
And we do have problems this morning. We have tremendous problems.
But good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Okay, we have our lines open again. Our lines are 646-652-4620. That's if you want to call direct. It's toll-free, 888-773-4496. I have no idea when we went down and at what point I lost you guys. So what I will do is I will continue this broadcast and I will call this We Have Met the Enemy Part 2. And I will put both of them on the I'll post both of them and see if they work. I don't have the voice to start all over again and do another 30-minute, 40-minute, 45-minute broadcast, unless someone does call in and they want to talk to me for a while and give me a rest. But this has never happened before. I've been broadcasting for almost 5 years. This is the first time the entire system has gone down right at the time that we were broadcasting. Well, as I was saying, a friend of mine, and he got so upset. And I didn't want to argue with him. I said, please don't get upset. Please, you know. I said, I'm agreeing with everything you're saying. I said, it just seems to me. And the response to that, now this guy's a real progressive. He says, the response to that was, well, he said, he doesn't have to show you the birth certificate. I said, what do you mean he doesn't have to show me the birth certificate? I said, he is in public office. I said, he is the public servant. If I say, hey, I'd like to see a birth certificate, he shows me his birth certificate. I mean, I put him in, you know, he applied for a job. I hired him. I want to see his birth certificate. He says, well, he doesn't have to. I said, just because the neocon, he went on and on. My only point is that here's a guy, highly intelligent, has a belief system. The belief system is whatever it is. And he's not going to say, good point. And otherwise, he's a smart guy. And he's very good to talk with and to discuss things with, you know, and rational. But when it comes to politics, unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I don't talk politics with him. You know, and you know, on most issues, I agree with him, you know, because, you know, like just because I'm a libertarian and, you know, I guess I'm a, you know, I believe in self-government, everything like that. You know, many things I believe in is what the progressives believe in. It's the same things that the liberals believe in, you know, not all of them. And then, you know, I part company with whatever number it is. And then there are some issues that I'm 100% with the the neocons, believe it or not. You know? You know, small government, this and that, and non-intrusiveness. Ba-da-bing, ba-da-bing. Yeah, I agree, you know. And with the liberals, you know, all the other things that they believe in, you know, no war, bring the troops home, bring, bring, bring. Yeah, I agree, you know. So not that I'm 100% disagreement because I have labeled them. You know, I don't want to do that. But folks, we have met the enemy, and this enemy is us, and that's the worst enemy in the world. Because we can't fight ourselves. We won't fight ourselves. Because if we knew, if we could fight ourselves, you know what we'd do? We wouldn't have an enemy. There would be no enemy. And this country is going down the tubes. There is no question about it. Bernanke gives a speech yesterday. He gives a speech yesterday. Oh, by the way, let me get back to this, the birth certificate thing. This is where we ended off with a thing with bananas. And I said, I really don't care. I mean, I don't care that. I mean, if he wasn't born here and he perjures himself, he's got to be impeached. He's got to be out of office. And everything he enacted, it's got to go by the wayside. It doesn't count anymore. As far as I'm, that's my opinion. I don't want to argue that. Just my opinion. Doesn't mean anything. But here we are, you know. And if I was an investigative reporter, I'd say, and the guy all of a sudden, after 2 years, says, oh, I hear my birth certificate. I'd say, well, why didn't you give it out 2 years ago? You know, my friend says, well, you know, as I guess I said when we got cut off or whatever, you know, he says, well, he didn't have to. Well, sure he has to. He works for me. I want to see his birth certificate. I want to know what kind of underwear he wears. He works for me. I want to know. And what is it? You know, he's a monarch or something like that. He's a king and I'm a serf. Screw him. Screw everybody. I'm the most important person in the world. The world revolves around me, not him. Who the hell does he think he is? But his progressive attitude is, oh, he's important and we got to obey, you know. And no, I don't obey anybody. I mean, my wife, because I'm going to get hit, you know. I don't want to live in misery, you know. So my point being is that, there have been articles written, I've been told, that he has spent millions of dollars, you know, hiding, you know, some stuff, like his school stuff and whatever. And you say, but why? I mean, why? I mean, I don't know if it's true. I say, I don't know. I do not know if it is true. But, I mean, if he only spent $50, 50 cents, why? I got a birth certificate. Someone says, hey, you want to get a driver's license? I see a birth certificate. I give him a copy of my birth certificate. And that's it. I mean, no, you have no right. You know, screw that crap. If I want a driver's license under the stupid system, I got to show my birth certificate. I give him my birth certificate. And my point is that why did he wait 2 years? And my friend's answer was because he didn't have to show it. He didn't have to, you know, cow down to these neocons and whatever. I go, that makes no sense at all. Makes no sense at all. You mean you will allow a controversy to go on and on and on? Books written about it, articles written about it. I mean, there are billboards that say, show me your birth certificate, you know. I mean, just everything. I'm not saying that they're right. I don't know if they're right. But him showing it now, I just adds to suspicion. Why now? Now, this guy has all the means in the world to produce any type of certificate he wants. He's got the political clout. He's got the technical clout. And I mean, he can have one made up that says, I'm Donald Duck, and you can't dispute it. So to me, the guy's such an idiot. I mean, he doesn't put it to rest. And what we do is that we listen to the mainstream media, and all of them, every one of them, even Fox News, every one of them, well, I guess that puts that to rest. I said, no, it doesn't put it to rest. What are you, an idiot? I mean, not that this is an issue that I never covered and I didn't care about. I mean, you know, I knew it was going to go nowhere. We can speculate about it. You can speculate, you know, and it makes you uneasy. But you say, hey, that's not the most important thing in the world. Now, if we knew he wasn't born here, and then it would be very important. Because then he lied under oath. Anyway, but we just want to believe. They don't want to say, you know, I don't know. Now, I take the opposite approach. I'm on the other side of the fence. And I say, I don't know. Now, why am I wrong and they're right? Because we have met the enemy. It's us. It is absolutely us. We're the enemy. That's our problem. And we cannot face ourselves in the morning. And we cannot say, you know, I blew it. My thinking is stupid. I'm not taking consideration everything. Now, as far as Donald Trump being president, I think that would be a disaster. I heard him a couple of times on some issues. I had no idea where he's going. I like people who are plain and simple. I want to know where he's going. Ron Paul says, no, we shouldn't be fighting anywhere. Our troops should all come home. We don't belong on foreign soil. That's against the very tenets of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, you know, our Declaration of Independence. We belong home. We do not meddle in other people's affairs. We meddle in our own affairs. We take care of ourselves, and we become independent people. Yeah, I have no problem with that. Instead of, well, this, well, that, well, this, and he's all over the place. So I'm not a Donald Trump fan. I'm just a fan of saying that something is suspicious. Anyway, enough of that. But I want you to really know that I don't know how we solve our problems. You know, Bernanke gets on the and I don't want to talk issues because it's stupid to talk issues, you know. I mean, not issues, but, you know, things that occur, events. I guess events issue I'm talking about. The events I don't. But, you know, Bernanke gets on the, you know, this is the first time the Federal Reserve is going to have a press conference. It's a move towards transparency. You know, come on. Please, come on, will you? Please, you're hurting me. I mean, I want to vomit. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with you guys. You're driving me nuts. Transparency. And what is it? He says absolutely nothing. absolutely nothing. And if he says absolutely nothing, the next day the stock market goes up. Well, it's going up because the money's the Fed's printing money like crazy, and they go to the market. As soon as they stop printing money, let me tell you something. Goodbye. Goodbye, stock market. I'll tell you, I'm in the market. I'm going to lose. I know. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to lose a lot of money. And what happens to the price of silver and gold? Through the roof. Why through the roof? Because they don't trust them. And everyone's going, oh, how nice it is. We want to believe that these people are nice people. We just want to believe that. Let's stop for station identification just for a second.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. We're talking about we have met the enemy, of course, and it is us. And we would welcome your calls to 888-773-4496. Yes, that's a toll-free number. That's 888-773-4496. We have a direct line number, 646-652-4620. And also our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. We would love to hear your comments, your opinions, and especially your criticisms and disagreements. We'd love to hear that. Like I said before, and I don't know what happened, we got cut off in the middle of the program. Everything went down, and I had to restoke everything back up again. So I have no idea what you heard and what you didn't hear, and I probably will never know. That's probably an electronic never-neverland, and I'm just not astute enough to find out. But, you know, if you do, and you really have a disagreement, and, you know, first of all, call anytime. Interrupt me at any time on any subject. It's fine. That's 888-773-4496. All right, now listen. If you write to me at comments@libertytalkradio.com, please do so, especially if you disagree. I have had people who've written me email and adamantly disagreed. I say, fine, would you come on my program? And I don't give them a Bill O'Reilly thing where the guy is thrown out to the wolves and I hang up on him. In fact, we usually have a good time, we have a good laugh, and we become very good friends. Even if we leave disagreeing. And I've had everyone tell me, believe me, I have emails that I can show you that people say, you know, that was the most enjoyable interview I've ever had. The other guy, this guy from Slovakia, I think it was, and Czech Republic, wherever it was, and he told me, he wrote me an email. He says, I've had dozens of interviews after your show, and he says, yours by far was the most enjoyable. Now, you never say that. You know, I thought that was great. But I'm just saying that I'm not going to pull one of those Bill O'Reillys and diss you to death, you know. So please call in. 888-773-4496. I may have lost everybody because we went down and everyone may have hung up. So those people who are coming in late, you know, I'm here and I'll be here for another 10 minutes or so. Please call in. You know, I would appreciate it. Or send me your email to comments@libertytalkradio.com. You know, we have to be really, really concerned that the U.S. dollar is in trouble. The dollar index, and it's an index against other currencies and all this other good stuff. And how they do that, I don't know. I don't care. But, you know, it was like 118. It's down to 73-something, 73.4. I think the all-time low for the dollar, the all-time low is 71.9 or something. We are coming dangerously close to an all-time low of the dollar. Now, there are those that, you know, prognosticators, they'll tell you, oh, it's going down, leaving low, it's going down to 50. We don't know. But you know what's interesting? The European Union, the European Central Bank, is having so many problems. You know, Portugal's going bankrupt. Ireland's saying, screw you, you know, you're not paying you. You know, all this other stuff. You know, it looks like Greek can't pay. They can't even restructure. They can't pay anything. I mean, they have real, real problems. You know, the economy is still not good in Europe. And yet, our dollar is weak against the euro. You got to say, there's something, you know, that should tell you something. And I'm not a financial guy. I'm not a big financial guy. I study economics, but I'm not a big financial guy. I don't study, you know, carry trades and all that stuff and, you know, derivatives. I don't follow that stuff. It confuses me. I'm not smart enough. But you really have to look at this and say, hey, what's going on around here? There's something really, really wrong, you know? So I just wonder, you know, if this continues, what would happen? And, you know, and when I speak to people about that, you know, and here we are. We have met the enemy and it's us because we allowed all this to happen. You know, and then we put people in office who exasperate the situation, and then we defend them because our belief systems, you know. Oh, we believe these, you know, the party I'm putting in is a good people, they're for the people, you know, and we want to believe it. And they can do anything, and we would, you know, we'd say, oh, that's good. They can come over there and kill my entire family. Oh, that's good. They're a good family. They kill everybody. They're all in heaven now, you know. I mean, we believe anything. We want to believe anything at all to protect ourselves from being wrong. Protect ourselves. I'm wrong all day long. Let me be the first one to admit, folks, on the radio, I'm wrong. I'm wrong most of the time. Okay? So now anyone can follow suit and you don't have to feel badly about it. People can't do that. Just think, and when I speak to people about that, you know, their concern is that, you know, in prior times, prior decades, you know, we were able to weather the storm because we had something. You know, it was either we were more self-sufficient, you know, we were tighter family ties, we had neighborhoods where people relied on one another, you know, you name it, there's 100 things. And today, we're fractionated, you know. We all live in our iPod world, our iPhone, our smartphone world. And, you know, you go to a coffee shop, people aren't talking. They're all there with their little iPhones and their iPads and their computers and they're all blah, 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 text messaging and all that. There's no community. They say, oh, I belong to the so-and-so community on Twitter. You know, it's garbage. There's no community. You don't know anybody. Well, this person, if there's an economic collapse, is this person going to come over and help you? Of course not. This person may be 500 miles away, 1,000, 10,000 miles away. You say, oh, happy birthday, Harry. You know, it's garbage. We have no true relationships anymore with people. And that's going to be our downfall. Because if there's ever anything that ever happened, anything that ever happens here, whether it be economic, if the weather can do it, whatever, you know, we're through. We can't handle it. We can't. You know what? Because we're show people. You know, I come down here. I go take my motorcycle. And I go down south here along Delaware, which follows the Arkansas River. And all the houses that are built there, and they're all recent, you know, in the past 10 years or so, you know, all gigantic mothers, all gigantic houses. All of them. I don't know who's buying these things. I mean, they're big houses. Now, the building boom is over, and now there's not that many people buying those houses, a lot of empty lots, but there are people living in those houses. Now, if something should happen, those people, you know, if there was a nice storm, we had an ice storm here once. Everyone moved out of the house. They went to hotels because they couldn't. They had no way to support themselves. You know, we are totally ill-prepared for any sort of disaster, any sort of blip in our system. We are ill-prepared. And that's what makes this time so dangerous, in that we have not accepted the fact, because we believe, you know, American, we're number one. We've come back from worse than this before. We went through World War II and we won, you know, and we'll match this again. Garbage. That's all belief bullcrap. Garbage, garbage, garbage. When are we going to realize that? That this has nothing to do with reality. We want to believe that, yeah, just like I want to believe, I can say I believe anything. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't make it reality. And the problem is that we are ill-prepared. We're still, for the most part, watching television. Somebody's like, oh, I watch Fox TV now. I watch Fox. You know, a bunch of neocons. You're not going to get any more from Fox News than you get anybody else. Now, maybe if you watch Judge Napolitano, maybe if you watch John Stossel, maybe if they interview Ron Paul, maybe you'll get something. But you'll have to understand what they're saying. And most likely you won't understand what they're saying. Because you'll be a however comma person. Oh, yeah, I agree with them. However, you know, here comes a however again. However, I think and there are exceptions. And then, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Like babbling idiots. I don't think Judge Napolitano tells us, well, yeah, we should do this, however. No, he goes, boom, right between the eyes. Then people say, oh, yeah, I agree with him, you know, but, you know, he takes a very strict point, and I think this. We have met the enemy, folks. It's us. It is us. Not the Russians. Not the Chinese. Nobody. It's not the terrorist. We are our own terrorist. We refuse to act. We refuse to accept reality. You know, the S&P comes out. And this is so beautiful. It just drives me nuts. They rate the dollar. And I know there's been more articles written about this. It's in acknowledging them, they've talked about this. They gave the dollar AAA rating. Now, but folks, please. I beg people. I'm going nuts. You know, the U.S., we're the most bankrupt nation in the world, and we get a AAA rating. You go nuts. You got to go nuts. People are, oh, isn't that good? And we still AAA. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, good. I know. USA all the way. You know, oh, my God, how could we do that? We say, however, the future isn't very, very bright. You know, we're putting a negative on prospects. What do you mean prospects? It's already gone. You know, it's like saying, you know, the guy is dead. You know, I don't put much faith in if he's going to get better. He's dead. What the hell are you going to do? He's dead. What am I talking? There is no prospect. And with the U.S. dollar, there basically is no prospect or very little prospect. And when you have a currency that has very little prospect of surviving, you don't give a AAA rating. I mean, even a AA1 or something, you wouldn't do. You'd say, you wouldn't bring down a half a notch. You'd bring it down several notches, as we should have many years ago. Anyway, folks, just remember, we have met the enemy, and it is us. Now, with that, we are going to conclude this broadcast.
Political talk derived from a historical perspective, not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Yes, folks, that's us. Please send me your email as a result of this broadcast. We have two sections of this broadcast because the first one, the system went down. I had no idea when it went down, so I have no idea. We're going to try to publish both of them and see what happens, okay? Well, we'll try to wrap things up right now. We want to thank you very much for listening in. Whoops. Sorry, this blew your ears off, didn't it? Here we go. Okay. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands, but with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. They control the ride in your every move. Ron Paul has a sign that says, don't steal. The government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.